Bobby?
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm sorry.
Okay, this is Linnea.
And Lucy.
And today we're talking about what we think are society's expectations for gender. So Lucy, you've talked before about expectations in terms of size.
Generally, in my opinion, I think that women are expected to be smaller in a lot of different ways in terms of food and portion size and their weight and their clothing size and their height and how muscular they are, and even to the extent of like how much they speak up in society and how much they offer to the world. And I didn't understand how to put it for a long time, but now I've realized it and I've explained it to a lot of people and they've realized, oh yeah, that's why I feel weird when I go to a restaurant and I order a burger and some guy next to me orders a salad. Like, that's not normal in terms of a lot of people's opinions. And that goes straight into the next thing, which is where people fat shame, which is not good, but I mean, being overweight isn't exactly healthy, but it shouldn't be something that you're shamed for, because chances are you know your body better than everybody else, and they don't have a right to say that kind of thing about you. And then on the other end of the spectrum, there's skinny shaming, which is just as bad and just as harmful. That has gone back and forth a lot in history. At one point, you would see ads for how to gain weight everywhere.
Focus on health and fitness as much as you can, because that is what is going to bring the thigh gap. It's a byproduct. It's just a byproduct of living healthy for long enough. And that's what's happened to me. It's been over 7 years.
Fat shaming is not a thing. Fat people made that up.
That's the race card with no race.
Yeah, but I couldn't fit into a store. That's discrimination.
No, that means you're too fat and you should stop eating.
I thought it was really interesting. In my history textbook, it said that a lot of Native Americans, they do have men in the dominant role of the tribe, but all of the power that people inherit comes from their mother's side of the family. I grew up playing with Legos, and I always just thought, oh, it's a Lego set. It's a fun toy. I get to spend like 4 hours building it. You know, that's it. Because I would play with my brother, who, I mean, he's 4 years younger than me, but when he was two and I was six, it was still so much fun. And then when I turned like eight, they came out with like Lego for her sets, or girl Lego sets that were pink, and they had like princes and princesses, and they weren't exactly creative, in my opinion, and they weren't exactly what Legos should be about.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of Disney movies. Because, like, with your prince and princesses, it's always the, you know, damsel in distress, which Disney has been doing a lot better with lately, with their kind of revolution of independent women characters and less of that prince saving everyone. And the Bechdel test is...
It's basically where they put it through a test of... There is more than one female lead character in the movie, or like sub-lead, I guess. And then she has a conversation with another female character about something other than boys. And it's incredible the amount of movies that don't pass this test. Just off the top of your head, think of 5 movies and think about it for 1 second if they pass the test. And movies like The Little Mermaid, like you would think, because Ariel is the main character and she has 7 sisters. And I just learned that they're all named after the 7 seas, which is really cool to me. Sorry. But in that entire movie, Ariel does not talk to another female about something other than boys. Because the entire movie is about her going after that prince. Like, even the evil witch lady, whose name I forgot, she goes to her and says, I want to go after this boy, but I don't have legs.
Yeah.
Can you give me legs so that I can marry this prince that I've never met?
Oh, what's wrong, sweetie?
I don't know. Sometimes I just feel different.
That's because you're growing up. The pen talk.
But I can't handle those man pens.
That's why you need the new Bic for Her pen.
There's a pen for women?
There is now. They're built strong enough for a man, but simple enough that even a woman can understand how to use them. Here's how it works. When you have an opinion, crumble it up and throw it away because no one wants to know our opinion, sweetheart.
Wow, what else can I do with a Bic for Her pen?
Well, you could use it to write down a grocery list or even recipes for when you need to feed your man. And it's indestructible, so it'll stand up to all your wild mood swings.
It's so pretty.
It's the only pen for ladies you'll ever need.
Yeah, I just read somewhere that now the average in New York is that women make 2 cents more than men, which it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a step, a small step forward.
It's better than making 20 cents less.
Yes.
Yeah, so I feel like we've got a long ways to go, but we're getting closer, and a lot of important people, I feel, are becoming feminists or have always been feminists, and that's important for both men and women that we don't really portray these gender stereotypes as having to be one thing or another, just to kind of be yourself.